This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us on The Morning Run. I'm Julian Ng, together with Lynn Mark, and you're listening to Pressing Matters Right Now, the show that goes behind the headlines, where we speak to members of the press on their stories. And joining us today is Mohsin Abdullah, the contributing editor with The Edge, and I believe also a columnist with Malaysia Kini. How are you this morning, Mohsin?
Good, good. Thank you for having me here.
And thanks so much for joining us. So the latest story that you have is with The Edge, where you wrote about marriage. You call it a marriage, right, between PAS and Barisan Nasional. And the latest is also coming out of the BN Supreme Council meeting is that MCA and MIC, newsflash, are not going to leave Barisan Nasional. So what was your sense of the ground feeling when you did this story?
Well, first of all, the marriage wasn't my term.
Yeah.
It was used by the deputy UMNO president, Muhammad Hassan, Dato Seri Muhammad Hassan. He used marriage. And I suppose that's the only description for it, because they can't use... personally, I said it's a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Collaboration. But obviously, they can't use a merger. Some people use this word, cantum, in Bahasa Melayu.
Right.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened
yet. That's a merger,
yet.
Yeah.
That hasn't
a merger
yet.
Is definitely out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need, from two to become one. So I suppose that's the closest they can do as marriage. But like I said, marriage, like in the column, dance, marriage would bring so many questions. Who's the husband? Who's the wife? Yeah, especially...
Who are the children?
Who wears
exactly.
The pants in the relationship?
Yeah, because of... I mean, on a serious note, it is important, meaning who leads who, right? There must be one dominant party. Instead.
Isn't the answer to that quite obvious? It's obvious, right? It's obvious, right? Who's or is it? Or is it?
Because... The announcement came from UMNO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the strength at this point of time lies with PAS. PAS is much stronger than
true.
UMNO, right? So that's when the thing... Maybe now, in any other marriages, there'll be honeymoon period. I suppose they are enjoying this honeymoon thing for a while before the serious questions start to come in. Yeah.
Yep. And the other thing that came out of the BN Supreme Council meeting last week was the news about MCA and MIC. But how much of the entire issue was about face? I mean, MCA received the mandate from its party members to take the resolution to potentially dissolve UMNO to Barisan Nasional. But do you feel that MCA and MIC ever really intended on leaving the coalition?
They brought the thing to the AGM, was for a yes or no, leave or stay.
Mm.
And they came out with dissolve BN instead. Yeah. So that's a bit odd to start with.
Mm.
Yeah. And whether they intended to leave in the first place, personally, I say no.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And then all the friends and analysts and journalists that I spoke to, they say that as well, because it's not practical for both parties to leave, both meaning MIC as well, to leave BN. And UMNO knows this. Nazri Aziz knows this all too well, with all this sarcasm. And
yeah, there was a sarcastic remark by another UMNO member saying that MCA and MIC love BN too much to leave.
Exactly.
Right.
So
in that question of the family, the marriage, who are the parents, who are the kids, MCA and MIC, I think, are really struggling to find a kind of relevance, which is the very thing that allows UMNO and PAS to dominate the scene right now.
Yes, I agree. And by doing this, it only was in the situation. Yeah, if you speak to... anybody, you just speak to anybody from the community. I'm talking about Chinese and Indian community. I would say majority would say, I've got friends, old friends from school.
Mm.
When I say I want to write about MCA and all that, they say, come on, brother, don't waste time. do something else, that kind of thing.
So that's very interesting. And going back to the festivity, do you think it's really a festivity, as in, you know, when these guys talk to you, they're coming from the viewpoint that, hey, this is not a bad thing. This is a festive kind of feeling that UMNO and PAS are coming together, but this is coming at the expense of MCA and PAS. And not only MCA and PAS, what is going to be the direction going forward, right? Because and from the many guests that we speak to, it's really going to be race-based politics that are coming to the forefront.
Yes, race-based. It's sad, but that's the reality of it, you know.
But then the sentiment is that those guys that you spoke to are still feeling very festive, right?
Yes, but then how do I put this in the.
You can be frank, it's fine.
Just can't find the right words to put it. Honestly, but they're going to be a lot of problem for these two parties.
MCA and MIC,
they're already in big problems.
Right.
They are facing big problems at this point of time. As far as UMNO and PAS goes, I would say maybe you can disagree, but then that's the only way forward for them.
UMNO and PAS.
UMNO and PAS. It's a brilliant in quote, mm-hmm. Move. Short term will be good, which they already proven, I suppose, in the two by-elections. That's why they are really moving on. Long term, maybe. Some people are saying long term, meaning 10 years, 20 years down the road, when the Malay population overwhelmed the non-Malay population, the numbers. But 10, 20 years down the road, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, one day is a long time in politics.
Absolutely.
So they are talking about GE 15, which is about 4 or 5 years away. Then at this point of time, just to show they're moving forward, there's something concrete they're talking about. UMNO is talking about a unity government in the 4 states that the oppositions control: Kelantan, Terengganu, Pahang and Perlis. Right. So they are quite gung-ho about that. And then there are going to be some questions again. But to cut a long story short, PAS is somehow not too keen to talk about that. I don't know whether they want to go ahead. They say, let's talk. That's too early to talk about that. Let's focus on the coming Rantau by-election. So you can interpret it how, no matter, you can look it in a lot of ways from what they're saying. One is very gung-ho, the other is like cool.
Okay, we are speaking this morning to Mohsin Abdullah, contributing editor with The Age as well as columnist with Malaysia Kini. And this is Pressing Matters, where we go behind the press to ask them how they cover this story. We'll be back with more conversations after this. BFM 89.9. Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Julian Ng, together with Lynn Mark, and you're listening to Pressing Matters, the show that goes behind the headlines, where we speak to members of the press on the stories. And today we have Mohsin Abdullah with us, contributing editor to The Edge, as well as columnist to Malaysia Kini. And we're talking about UMNO PAS matrimonial agreement.
Yes, as well as the news out of the BN Supreme Council meeting last week. So I'm just curious to know your insights, Mohsin, into what the benefit is to UMNO of MCA and MIC staying in the Barisan Nasional Coalition. Because if UMNO is wanting to tie up with PAS to cooperate with them further, MCA and MIC are surely just standing in the way of that, really.
Well, for one, the BN is intact. That is quite important. Rather, it's important for UMNO. In a short thing is this facing the Rantau
by election. Yeah.
So the impression is this is Barisan Nasional, you know. Although people say, I mean, they know that the non-Malay votes are becoming harder to get. But they got to try. They got to do something. So there is this BN. We still have MCA. We still have MIC. But that's an odd thing here. By saying that, but you go and use MIC and MCA as your punching bag. So put MCA and MIC in a very odd, in a very difficult position. And another thing is when people ask, you know, especially the non-Malays ask, okay, we are frightened about this UMNO pass marriage. They are saying, no, this is for benefit of the Muslims, all Muslims. But at the same time, we're going to take care of the interests of non-Muslim. The big question is how?
Yeah.
How do you balance that?
And it's just a surface kind of thing, as I said. I mean, maybe they have plans, I don't know. But they are not saying it if they do have plans. Mm. They're saying very on the surface kind of thing and say, I'll take care of you. But how is it? Is this like you're free to pray? If you're a Christian, okay, you can go to your church. I won't tear the church down, or you can go to a temple and all that. Is this just that? I'm surely the non-Muslim community, they are not looking at that only. That has always been the case anyway, right? There are so many other issues to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. And this will obviously surface more as a narrative in the Rantau by-elections. And looking into your crystal ball, right? I mean, the candidates haven't been announced. Where do you think this will go? Obviously, UMNO PAS have showed their hand, but Pakatan Harapan, what kind of candidate do you think will come out of this?
UMNO is very confident, and the word around is they're going to win this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. And as far as Pakatan Harapan, they have not announced the candidate, probably today, tomorrow, within these two few days. It just shows that it's not an easy pick. The logical candidate would be the one who was disqualified, who was prevented from going to the nomination center. In all fairness, it should be him. He spent a lot of hours in court. He used, I think, resources. Mm. You know, to go, he went through the whole thing.
Can you jog our memory? Who's this guy?
I can't pronounce it.
Yes, okay.
That's true.
I got to apologize.
Okay.
It's always been hard for me to pronounce the name, the gentleman. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
So it should be him. It should be him.
But
people are saying that you think this is a Malay thing. You got to put a Malay candidate there and all that. But personally, this is my personal views. PKR saying that they are multiracial and multi everything. Mm. They should stick a matter of principle with the candidate. And Anwar Ibrahim did say earlier on, you know, did say that a gentleman would be their candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like maybe, you know, maybe a lot of things have taken place. So that's why we are in this. Still asking who would be the candidate.
Yeah, I think also over the weekend, I also read some comments from Siti Kasim, right, who said that the recent by-elections in Semenyih and I think also in Cameron Highlands, not really racial. It's just a matter of some of the Pakatan supporters going through some fatigue and not coming out to vote, and the margins of victory also quite small. So I'm just wondering whether in Rantau, Pakatan would strategically go for something that's riskier, in a sense, moving away from the racial politics and going more into bread and butter issues, which they talk a lot about. You know,
they should, yeah. They should go for the bread and butter issues. But sometimes people get carried away. They play to the gallery, you know, saying that this is not going well. The other side is doing okay with all this kind of talk. So, you know, you can't beat them, you join them, that kind of thing. That's a sad part of everything, really.
And do you think that economics as a policy can sort of bridge that gap? Because when you have a kind of redistributive policy and put money into people's pockets, right, would people move away from ethnic issues?
They should.
Billion dollar question.
But then, if you have a group of people saying, no, I'm not really materialistic. Yeah, this religion is important. Yes, food on the table is important, but religion is, some people say, is more important than getting your makan and all that. So
it's a bit of both, right?
It's a fluid kind of thing. Yeah. You know?
Okay. And on the subject of ethnicity and race comments, Dato' Sri Nasri Aziz is no longer the Barisan National Secretary General. That's been announced as Dato' Sri Tengku Adnan Tengku Mansor. And of course, Dato' Sri Nasri came under fire for comments about MCA and MIC. So how far do you think this went to soothe the ruffled feathers of the other parties?
I think the other parties, meaning MCA and MIC?
MCA and MIC, yes.
They've been hurt anyway. I suppose they just got to... I think they know the game as well.
Too little, too late, right, essentially, you think.
But then, Nasri Aziz has always been like that. Sometimes you say the right things, even when he was in government.
Mm.
Yeah, at times when he said... And he can also say the wrong things as well, yeah. But one thing for sure that he get a lot of attention.
He does. And he has also said that he's going to attempt to raise support for Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim as Prime Minister among UMNO MPs. And I think the one thing that the spate of defections from UMNO to Bersatu has told us is that there are divisions in the ranks. How much do you think Nasri is going to exacerbate this problem?
That's the thing. He can speak on behalf of UMNO, right? He has said it before. He is very supportive of Anwar Ibrahim.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming that UMNO is supportive of Anwar Ibrahim, PAS is very supportive of Dr. Mahathir, so they say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I can't help but say that it's just to create a wedge between Dr. M and Anwar Ibrahim.
Yeah. And to look into your thinking, right, if you can tell us, what are you going to work on and what's the editorial narrative over the course of this year for you?
Work on meaning my next issue?
Yes, in general, the themes of your articles and so on.
Yes, I got to still follow this past UMNO thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the by-election.
Yeah.
That's about it. For now, for this one or two days, things can happen, You know how it is.
Yeah, I think these themes will certainly have legs going on into this year. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we've been speaking to Mohsin Abdullah, contributing editor with The Edge, as well as columnist for Malaysia Kini. That's all we have for Pressing Matters on The Morning Run today. Stay tuned for the 10 a.m. news, followed by Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.